It's 99.7 DJX. Noah Cyrus in studio. Good morning.
Yay.
Noah Cyrus, of course, last night. Now, tonight, you're in Nashville.
Yes.
And that's pretty cool.
That's super cool. So, I mean, to be able to play Bridgestone, you know what I mean? Like, growing up and, you know, seeing my dad performing in Nashville and all the, you know, even anywhere, really. And now being able to go and do that, but to be able to go in my hometown and play such a big arena with Katy Perry is huge.
It's like full circle for you.
It's really crazy, yeah. And so that's, I don't know, it's cool because my friends were texting me like, oh, where are you playing? I'm like, Bridgestone. And they're like, oh my God. I'm like, I know, it's crazy. And and it's really cool to be out with Katy because I've known her since I was a little girl, since I was probably
okay.
8 years old, maybe. Yeah. And so that's kind of cool. It's all kind of coming full circle, like you said.
Yeah, so last night at the Yum Center. So, like you were just talking about how it was kind of cool to play in the same place, like where, you know, your dad has played and all that stuff. How do you carve out your own path in such a tremendously talented family with, you know, obviously your dad and then Trace and Miley doing their thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all just love music, and that's what it's all about. You know, it's really all about the music for me. So, like, I've grown up listening to dad's music and then, like you said, Trace's music and Miley's music. And whenever I was like, I want to do my music, it was more like the way I'm carving my own path is I'm just being me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not really putting on a front for anybody or trying to be somebody else. And I think that's kind of, I'm just showing people who I am as a person. You know what I mean? And my music is very real and I do write my music. And as you know, when I work with co-writers and stuff, it's still coming from me. And so I think whenever people hear that, they're really hearing Noah Cyrus. And I think that's something that really carved my own path whenever they figure that out, that like whenever they're listening to Almost Famous, that's actually a very real song for me. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I just think that's kind of the way that I'm carving my path right now is just being as true to myself for everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, Noah Cyrus. Talk about your writing and the process, especially like with Again, your new single. Like, take me through that process. How do you go through writing?
Well, for Again's a funny story because like it was kind of mine and Labyrinth's like make me cry reunion studio session, and like I was so tired. I was out. I think it was right when I got home from a Europe trip. I was in Europe for 21 days, and I was so tired, and I was like, management put me in a session. I'm so tired. Like, but at least it's with Labyrinth. You know what I mean? And so it's the week I got home and I'm like, oh my gosh, Lab, I don't know what to write about. I am just so sleepy. And he's like, okay, let's not write. And so we had 3 days together in a studio and like we started a song and then we would leave and like walk down Sunset and not do the session. And then the second night we like barely did anything to Again, and we didn't even know the song was called Again yet. Mm-hmm. And we went to dinner instead of doing the session. And then on the third day, I was like, okay, I really like I can see where we're headed with the song, so let's just like finish it up. And I had a doctor's appointment, so we only had an hour to write the whole song.
Wow.
And so we wrote the whole song in an hour, and everything we wrote about was kind of just like, I don't know, we were just like, there was a second verse in there before Extentacion was on the record. And so we wrote that second verse and the first verse in a whole day. And Labyrinth had the chorus recorded on his computer. It's kind of like weird because that's how Make Me Cry came about. He had the chorus on his computer when we met. And then we wrote Make Me Cry to that chorus. And same with Again. We wrote it to the chorus of Again, which I mean we wrote the verses to the chorus he had recorded already, which was really cool. And that was kind of like a flashback moment to Make Me Cry. But really like the way that all happened was just a very organic thing. And that's how like I like keeping it in the studio. Like if I'm not feeling like writing, I'm not going to force it because I'm not going to get the best song that I could get. You know what I mean? And it's like you're not always going to come out with a fantastic song. Like I have many songs that I'm just like, okay, that wasn't like my best day in a studio. Right. And like, I didn't even know if Again was going to be as
what it is.
Exactly. I didn't know it was going to be what it is now. And so whenever I went to Australia for a promo trip, I went to this graveyard that my friend wanted to show me. And then the next day I was like, I want to record my music video for Again in the graveyard. And I didn't even know Again was going to be a single. Naturally. I just wanted to do it.
Sure.
Just so I had it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we literally paid somebody $200 to bring one camera and to back up and like that's walk so around crazy. With me in a graveyard. And that's how we made the Again music video.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And then I literally was like, okay, this should be the next single. And that's kind of how it happened. XXXTentacion saw the video.
Yeah.
And he heard the song and he wanted to jump on the record.
Cool.
Noah Cyrus, yeah. you are just such a bubbly force of energy. I love
well,
this.
Well, thanks. Yeah.
take me through like a typical day for you. It's got to be crazy.
Right now? Now, typical day is waking up on the tour bus, going inside the arena, like mm-hmm. we shower in the arena, everything. Then we'll do our sound check and then we'll like play around with music in the dressing room. We'll like work on covers and everything. And then we do the show. We grab some catering before we go, and then we get back on the bus and start over again. Like, I've been on the bus for, I think, like 2.5 weeks now, maybe 3 weeks.
All right.
Yeah, and I mean, I love being on the bus. I always said I was a tour bus baby because there are so many pictures of me, like, on Dad's tour bus. And, like, I always feel, like, more comfortable on a tour bus than I do in a hotel or any of that. I'm like, no, the more we can be on the bus, please. Like, I literally feel like the bus is, like, a home.
Well, here, hang out. I want to do a quick word association with you. Is that
okay.
cool?
Okay.
Like if I say cat.
What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
I didn't know it was going to be this hard.
It's okay. Okay. I don't know why, but when you said cat, I just thought dog.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Yeah, that's perfect. I mean, we're not looking for like super deep answers here. It's just quick fun. So like word association. Again.
Labyrinth.
Okay. Music.
Again, my music, Noah Cyrus.
Twitter.
Hashtag.
Okay.
People use hashtags and they make those cool, like, you know, when they put like an emoji next to a hashtag now on Twitter, I think those are cool.
Oolong.
Huh? Oolong? What is that?
I don't know.
It's tea.
Oh, hot. Okay. I don't know.
Nashville.
Home.
Meat.
M-E-E-T or M-E-A-T?
Whichever one.
I don't know. Both of those are weird. Maybe it's just like, I don't know. Why would you even say? I'm going to go with like cow.
Okay. That's a perfect answer. Hollywood.
Home.
Achy.
Dad.
California girls.
Katie.
And Hannah.
Miley.
And by the way, Noah Cyrus, little do people know that you did bring your dad along with you, which I think is pretty cool.
Dad, say hi. Come say hi.
Okay.
He's coming in.
I love it here.
Hi, Dad.
It's so good to be in Kentucky.
Yeah.
My dad worked here for years here in Louisville with the AFL-CIO. Noah, I don't know if you know this. This is where Pappy's office was.
Here?
Right here in Louisville, Kentucky.
No way. Yeah. I don't know that.
Aww, yeah. That's very cool.
Yeah, just about every day of the week, if he wasn't in Frankfort, Kentucky, he was here in Louisville.
Wow.
You got ties here.
His office was just down the street. So his whole life evolved around the city and was part of the working men and women. His music to him was working men and women, steel mills, the railroad. And, and that was his music and his passion. And for me today, seeing Noah be in front of your contest winners and everybody down there, that, I don't know if people know, that's actually more nerve-wracking to go play for a small crowd.
It really is.
It's so personal.
To go play with Katie. Like, really? Like, that was way scarier for me than, like, playing the big arena.
I've always said that, like, you know, performing in front of your peers and in front of people that like, smaller, intimate crowds are much more intimidating because when you're there in front of an arena, 20,000 people, it's... You've got the adrenaline. You're like, on, you know?
Going.
They can't really read their faces. When you're, you know, right up in front of them, you can see their facial expressions and it's awkward.
I think also, like, the fun thing about, like, just being up on, like, a big stage is, like, I have the four guys in my band.
Right.
That, like, we all kind of, like, feed off of each other's energy. Like, Nolan, my keyboard player, he is just dancing the whole time. And, like, my bass player and guitar player are up by me. And, like, you know, it's kind of cool that, like, I don't know. We all just kind of, it feels like one big like party on stage. So like, I mean, Dad's going to be on stage, which is cool. So it's always fun to like be on a big stage and be able to like move around.
Right.
You should tell him about. We all know I'm probably not going to win Parent of the Year.
What are we about
3 years ago, Noah was. How old were we when you were illegally driving around Toluca Lake?
I was 13.
Oh, yeah. And we would crank Katy Perry and just wake to there. It would be, you know,
midnight.
1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And we would drive. And
she was teaching me how to drive.
And that's a good time.
13.
Yeah. But that's a good time to let. Oh, gosh. Again, I'm going to lose Parent of the Year. But that's a good time to let your kids drive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then we were cranking Katy Perry. Now. This time, I get emotional. Like watching her play just now.
Yeah.
I got a little bit, I was sitting there a little misty because I'm going,
being a
wait
dad.
A minute. It's that moment of realizing, I know that she just came off the bus. It's first thing in the morning, and all of a sudden she's sitting there singing these songs in front of a crowd that is so intimate. And those songs are so high as a key. And I was sitting there, I hope you don't kill me for saying this, but I was going, how is she doing that? Like that pitch coming out. And for me to see that moment, I told the folks from the station, for me being here and seeing that meant more than people could understand.
I'm going to cry.
Oh, that's an awesome
I'm serious.
Moment.
It was a really special moment. Yeah. And then, you know, just thinking, wait a minute. Yeah, man, this is really,
it's
really,
really cool.
And to think about my dad's roots and our roots here. And
yeah.
Even playing baseball, I always used the Louisville Slugger.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah.
It's just real special to be back here and be in our home and see this young lady doing her thing and knowing that she really loves the music. That's her heart and her passion. And the fans is what it's all about. And to see them sing along with the songs and become part of the band and the music, it's just... For me as a dad and a musician, it's a real special moment.
Well, Billy Ray, I mean, me being the father of daughters, I can appreciate your looking at Noah and going, oh, and having that feeling of, man, you know, it just it's an out-of-body experience where you're seeing the great things that she's doing and thinking about how her journey has been and where she is now and the places that she'll go, more importantly.
You know, mostly for me as a dad, just knowing how happy she is. That's really all I ever care about for all my kids is that they're happy and have peace of mind and peace of heart. And I know that Noah's doing what she loves. You know, she loves music and seeing her this happy is, it's as a dad, it's just really a special time.
Well, love you.
How about that? All mushy stuff.
Yeah. That was real.
Aren't you curious?
Great.
How did they get?
See, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. How did they do that?
I know you were going to say that. Uh-huh.
And they're looking at Kelly Kay's picture of Ryan Reynolds.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Commercials with dudes like running on the beach. Like, how'd they get his head on my body?
No, she will. She will sarcastically say, "How did they get his head on my body?"
That's great.
I know you were thinking that.
Billy Ray, thank you. Noah Cyrus, thank you so much for hanging out and continued success for you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Honored to be with you.